What I've seen today is a total betrayal of the, and it's not, it shouldn't surprise me because that's been the story of our territory and our land for 400 years plus since the arrival of the European. And it's no different than it was going way back then in terms of how they view the right to the to that land as opposed to the real truth, which is we have, that is our territory. And this bill is just a reflection of that mentality. And the manner in which all of this was done is totally unacceptable. We have our ways of handling and dealing with it, which will come forth both on the ground as well as maybe from sort of a semi-legal point of view in all of this. The federal government has a role to play in all of this, and they also must be taken to task. We may have a new government in place. I don't know how up to scratch they will be. They still have the same people in the forefront who are handling the claims policy. And this is not a claim. This is a grievance against Canada. It's not against Quebec, in a sense. It's against Canada and the French regime that was here at one time. So we need to understand and then begin to group and begin to move to make movements that will be of benefit to us. It's blatant. It's in our face. It's like saying, you know, we're going to go ahead and we're going to develop the territory around Highway 30 without even mentioning any kind of claims. You know, they would use the word claim, any kind of recognition that, you know, this is our traditional territory as well as specific territory without mentioning Ganawagi at all. It's just purely them, and we're non-existent as far as they're concerned. So it creates a scenario where, in one sense, that's not good at all. It is as far as I'm concerned, it's fraudulent. But on the other hand, it does make it very clear what we have to do now. We don't have to tiptoe around. We don't have to be nice to anybody anymore, or as nice as we've been, you know, in the last little while.